Tom and Laura on Tuesday. Hope you're having a great day. Appreciate you being along with us. Coming up this weekend, have concert number two in the new season, Lubbock Symphony Orchestra in the house. We have Mary Satoff. She is the boss lady over at LSO, and we're going to be talking about this week's program. Welcome. Haven't seen you in a while.
I know. It was summertime, and now we're in the thick of it.
Actually, last time I saw Mary was actually a couple of weeks ago. I walked in, and I see this body, you know, sticking out from underneath the copy machine. So not only is she the,
doesn't sound good.
Not only is she the CEO, but she's also the copier mechanic.
Yeah.
Now before I walked out of there, it was making copies. Go figure.
She fixed it.
Well, you know, when you're the chief bottle washer and the chief copy cleaner and all that, that's what you do.
That's right.
Got to do it. Okay, what do we got this
week? We've got a fantastic concert. It's called Blues to Beethoven, and you name it, we've got it. But the big key thing is Rhapsody in Blue. Rhapsody in Blue is Gershwin's most famous piece, and we've got a great pianist coming in from Utah, and we are decking out the Civic Center. We're going to have a blue carpet, so when you come in, you arrive on the blue carpet. We're going to have paparazzi taking your pictures, and you're encouraged to come as you are. Come in your blue jeans, come in your diamonds, deck it out if you want. All the musicians, all the ladies on the stage will be in evening gowns. We'll have the lights out. It's real Hollywood's what we're doing.
Nice.
So it's so exciting. And then we're also doing American in Paris that Gene Kelly danced to, the famous piece. And then on the second half, we're doing Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Da, 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 da. So, I mean, there's something for everybody. So, tickets are selling really fast, so I really encourage you to come.
Somehow I get the visual. Do you remember that cartoon when that dun 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 dun? I get the visual of Bugs Bunny conducting the orchestra. Remember that old cartoon?
Yeah. Well, we have a Korean Bugs Bunny.
Sure. You know, Cho, he's an active conductor. Yeah, he's crazy. The thing that I don't get about Cho is he like shakes and moves and he's
into it.
Yeah, I mean he's working out when he's up there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, his hair always seems to fall right back into place.
It does.
You ever
notice it's perfect. That? He has perfect hair.
Do you know the number one comment on David Cho after he's fantastic, he's wonderful, is, I love that hair.
Yeah.
So if we just sold locks of the hair, we would have our fundraiser for the year wrapped up, done.
I mean, seriously. Okay, now what you've done is you brought some tickets, Blues to Beethoven. Now this is for 7:30 this Friday, correct?
Yes.
Got a pair of tickets to Blues to Beethoven at the Civic Center Theater. If you would like to participate in this event and walk on the blue carpet, have your photograph snatched by the paparazzi, caller number three right now at 770-5790. And you are on your way. Got
awesome.
A couple of tickets for you.
Now, another big production coming up.
Les Miserables.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's if I live until Christmas, it'll be a good thing. It is so exciting. We have this collaboration with Moonlight Musicals, and we've been thinking about this for a long time. Les Mis, as you know, is one of, if not the most popular Broadway show ever. And for 1 year only this year, the rights are available. They cost a fortune.
Right.
But at the end of this year, the end of the 2014 season, it will go back to Broadway. People won't be able to get the rights. So Gerald Dolter and I and Robin Henson, we got together. We made this collaboration work. We got the rights. And we've got David Gashin starring as Jean Valjean. And Jerry is going to be the evil Javert.
Oh, yeah. He's doing an awesome job, too.
Well, you know who's in Les Mis? And you know whose daughter is in Les Mis?
I tell you.
That's me. I know. We're so excited to be a part of this. And present company accepted, myself, everybody else is extremely talented in this show. It's just amazing. I sit there in rehearsals and we'll sing the final song, you know, and it just echoes in the room when we're done, and it's just it just gives you goosebumps in rehearsal. So I can't wait for the performances.
It's absolutely. Now, I'll tell you, for Blues to Beethoven, you call the symphony office or go online, LubbockSymphony.org. Uh-huh. For Les Mis, you go to Select a Seat Lubbock. And
you better do it soon.
You know, I keep telling everyone, and I check this. I get reports every night. The bottom half of the theater is sold out. And then there are seats up at the top. I prefer to sit up at the top. That's mm-hmm. where you've got the best sound. So there's not a bad seat in the house. But if you think, oh, it's okay, I can get the tickets the week before the show, we'll be sold out.
Right.
Every time I go to the show, though, I never see Mary sit down. She's always wandering around.
Somebody told me that they tried to get Saturday tickets, and there were like two left for Saturday.
Well, we still have some up at the top.
Oh, okay.
But in the orchestra section, that's right.
Okay.
But again, there is not a bad seat in the house, but this is something you do not want to miss because Broadway is coming to Lubbock.
Yeah.
And that's with people. My own daughter, Rebecca Santoff mm-hmm. Davis, is Cosette. And these are people like David Gashin who have gone on to New York and sung and are actively singing and performing. And that's the talent pool that we have right here in Lubbock. It's always been the Music City.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Some of the kids in the show that are just in the chorus, you know, just have such beautiful voices. It's going to be a show I think Lubbock will be very proud of.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate that. Where is Symphony Office? Is that actually on J or K?
It's on K, 601 Avenue K. It's right between the old post office and the AJ.
Well, it's still the old post office, but it's there. I mean, it's still there. Occupied. They still process mail there.
Yes.
Some of the people that work there don't look like they
I will say it's the downtown post office. I stand corrected.
Yeah. Okay.